tonight's shiur, I began to think about tonight's shiur this past Shabbos when Aaron Hertz came over to me. I think it was right after the Daf Yomi shiur. And I had mentioned in the Daf that the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of chinuch is not a, well, not that the Gemara tells, the Gemara implies, and most Rishonim hold, that the mitzvah of chinuch doesn't start at a specific age for all mitzvahs. Like, there is no magic number where you say a child is higia l'chinuch. It doesn't work that way. Rather, Rashi seems to imply in one place in Shas that it does work that way, but generally speaking, we assume it doesn't work that way. Generally speaking, we assume what the Gemara in Erechin implies. Gemara in Erechin, in source number one, on the bottom of page one, Hakol chayavim besukah la'asuye mai. When it says Hakol chayavim besukah, what's it coming to include? La'asuye katan she'eno tzarech li'imo. To tell us that any katan who's old enough that he could be without his mother has to go in sukkah. Hakol chayavim belulav la'asuye mai. When we say that everybody's chayavim lulav, who does that come to include? La'asuye katan ayodeya l'naneya. That comes to include a child who knows how to do the nanuim of a lulav. D'tanan katan ayodeya l'naneya chayav belulav. That's the age that a child has to do lulav. Hakol chayavim betzitzis la'asuye mai. La'asuye katan ayodeya l'satef. At what age is a katan chayav in tzitzis? When he knows how to be misatef in the tzitzis. And it goes on. What age is he chayav in tefillin? When he's ayodeya lishmar tefillah. When he knows how to protect his tefillin, how to keep a gufnaki, then he's chayav in tefillin. And the Brisker Rav points out that not only do you see from this Gemara that the age of chinuch is different for each and every mitzvah, that, let's say, being able to be shomer tefillah, to protect his tefillin, is probably a more advanced age than knowing how to wrap oneself in tzitzis, which in turn is probably a younger age than probably knowing how to be menaneya, knowing how to shake the lulav. But each mitzvah, you wait till the child is ready to do that mitzvah. That's when he's ready for chinuch. The Brisker Rav points out it's not only that, it's not just when he can do the mitzvah, the bare bones, essentials of the mitzvah, it's when he's able to do the mitzvah min amuvchar. If the child is ready to do the mitzvah in the best possible way, then he's ready for chinuch. That's why the Gemara says, yodeh l'naneya, by lulav, what does it take to get the mitzvah of lulav? Just to get the kiyum, to get a check up in shemayim, is just mida'ag be nafak be. The second you pick up a lulav, you're ready yotzei the mitzvah. So what's yodeh l'naneya? To do the nanuim, that's the mitzvah min amuvchar. That's the mitzvah in the best possible way. So we only start the chinuch of a child in a given mitzvah when he's able to do the mitzvah min amuvchar. So Aaron Hertz came over to me after the shiur and he said, and at what age is a child chayiv in tchiyah shofar? And I had never thought about it really. You would think I would think about it with 1,000 kids here on, you know, when it comes time for tchiyah shofar, Baruch Hashem. But I never really thought about what age we have to be mechanech children. Generally, they come at a young age. They learn about it in school at a very young age. They're making all the sounds all around the house. But at what age is a child chayiv in tchiyah shofar? Meaning, if we're going to follow this geder, when he knows how to do the mitzvah properly, so what age would that be for a child? It's interesting, the Piskei Tosos, in the end of Maseches Erechin, says, when he knows how to blow a tzkiyah, shvarim, trua, when he knows how to do the mitzvah, when he knows how to blow the shofar. But, you know, for many of us, I tried a couple of years ago. I apparently still can't blow the shofar. It didn't work out so well for me. So what age is that, really, when you have to know how to blow the shofar? We just discussed last week. According to most Rishonim, it sounds that the mitzvah is not to be tokea the shofar. The mitzvah is to be shomea. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So what age is a child chayiv? To be shomea the shofar is very easy. That should happen at a much younger age. Very strange comment that the Piskei Tosfos in Maseches Erechin has. So what does this mean? At what age does a child really have to do the mitzvah? So if you look in Rav Shturmach has a tshuva in Chelek Beisim Reish Pe'alf of Tshuvas Van Hagos, Rav Shturmach writes that, and by the way, meaning the way we do the mitzvah is just by hearing it. So if the child is old enough to hear it, that's all it takes, so an infant would be chayiv, meaning to hear it and recognize that it's the sounds of the shofar, two-year-old, three-year-old, meaning it would be extremely young, much younger than we would ever assume is the age of chinuch for anything else. So says Rav Shturmbach on the top of page two, katan she'egia l'chinuch chayiv b'kol ha'mitzvos v'hainu gam b'tkiyah shofar. A child reaches the age of chinuch, he's chayiv in all mitzvos, including tkiyah shofar. Then he goes on to quote the Gemara in Maseches Erechin over there, where the Gemara says that the zman of chinuch for Yom HaKippurim, he says, is tali bi'ino yo, meaning where Rashi says, rather, that there's a zman of chinuch, there's a specific age, that's about 9 or 10 years old, and then he points out, on the third line, v'hikshu b'tosu sham, shi Yom HaKippurim shulis anus shayni, v'haynu di liom zman chinuch muktam tfei. when we're mechanech a child for Yom Kippur is not the same as when we're mechanech a child for everything else. To just say that it all follows Yom Kippur. When does your child first fast in Yom Kippur? When he's 11 years old? That's the assumption Rashi makes. When he's 11 years old, he's going to fast in Yom Kippur. Or a 10-year-old for a girl is going to fast in Yom Kippur. So that's when chinuch starts for everything else. Tosfos says that's very difficult to accept. That's when chinuch starts for everything. Yom Kippur is something that you would generally do much, much later. In fact, most people only fast for Yom Kippur much later than even than Rashi suggests. They don't fast at the age of 11. Shulchan Aruch, I think it says that you're supposed to fast. People ask me all the time, before the kid's bar mitzvah, how long before the bar mitzvah should he start fasting? So when I was growing up, we were always told, three fasts before the bar mitzvah, that you practice, as if you could practice not eating. I don't think it works. I think you get hungry no matter what. But you practice three fasts before the bar mitzvah. I think in Shulchan Aruch it says 2 years before the bar mitzvah. Not all the fasts, two Yom Kippurs. The two Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah. So my kids did two Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah. They found it easier than doing three fasts anyway. So the other fasts they didn't do, but two Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah. But anyway, so Tosfos says it can't be that that's going to be the age of chinuch for everything. It's just that the child at the age of 8 or 9, he's ready for chinuch, he's just not ready to fast. So you can't have him fast. So he goes on to say that that's why the Gemara gives different ages for the different mitzvahs. So says Rav Shurmach at the end of the first paragraph, V'davar zeh tamuah, shel lishmoa shofar afilu tinok yachol lishmoa. But how does that translate to shofar? Any child, could even a baby, could hear shofar. And according to that geder that we're saying, as soon as he's ready to do the mitzvah, he's chayv in chinuch. So a child is already ready to do the mitzvah when he's a baby. So you're going to tell me as soon as a child's ears work, he's ready chayv in shofar? Very difficult. So in the second paragraph he writes, Amnam nira da'af shekatan chayv b'mitzvos kisharoy l'kach. It's true that a katan is chayv in mitzvos when he's ready for it. Hainu kishem mevin inyan mitzvah. Shezeu mitzvah semina Torah. He has to understand the concept of a mitzvah. He has to appreciate that it's a mitzvah mina Torah. Aval kishenu mevin mahu mitzvah lo shayich od geder chinuch. It can't be that there's chinuch if a kid doesn't know what a mitzvah means. If a kid thinks that, singing the Aleph Beis is the same thing as blowing shofar, that it's all what he does in school, and it's all what he doesn't know what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah, what the general concept of a mitzvah is. If he is not familiar with that, then it can't be that there's any chinuch, even though he's ready to do the maisa mitzvah at that young age. Meaning, when it comes to lulav, to be yodel and aneabo, the mind is ready to comprehend that lulav is a mitzvah before the wrists have the dexterity and the mind is able to remember which directions to do proper na'nuin. So as soon as he's yodel and aneah, we assume his mind is there already, his mind is at the... But in order to be chayv in chinuch for any mitzvah, it's not enough that you can physically do the mitzvah, you need both elements. You need the mind to be ready for it and to be physically ready for it. So by lulav, his mind is ready before, so we put it in terms of when he's physically ready for it. When it comes to shofar, he's physically ready for it before, so we put it in terms of when his mind is going to be ready for it. And he says, V'chein mavur lehedi mishambura, and mishambura says this way explicitly pretty much, and he goes on to say the same is true by matzah. The Rambam writes that a katan is able to eat a kazayis of bread, or mechanichim in matzah. He says, what does that mean? A two-year-old, you're going to be mechanich in the mitzvah of matzah? You're going to make him eat a kazayis at the Seder? A two-year-old to eat a kazayis because he can eat bread? No, obviously not. Once he's able to understand that it's a mitzvah, then you're mechanichim that he should eat a kazayis of matzah. That has to be part of the chiyuv of chinuch. So when's that? When do you know what a mitzvah is? Now, do any of us know exactly what a mitzvah is and what it really means and what the exact... Do you have to be a Talmid Chacham? You have to be able to know what the difference is between a Daraisa and a Drabanan. You have to know whether something is an Asmachta or comes from a Drasha, from the Ilumidos, or is Mefurish Bikra. You need to know everything. You need to know exactly the level of the mitzvah. So obviously, no. It's a much more basic level that a person needs to know. But just to know that these are one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do, and understand that there are certain obligations, that it's not just all fun and games, and it's not just minhag. A lot of times you speak to Jews who are not educated Jewishly properly, and they think that everything is minhag. Everything is so. What's the practice? What's the custom? What's the custom in this? What's the custom that is the custom is not to drive on Shabbos. The custom is everything's a custom. It's not custom. Mitzvah means command. It's all commandments. So when we're able to understand that there are commandments, that's when the child is chayv. So it turns out unbelievable. I don't think I was ever so makbid that my children heard 30 kolos at such a young age. But he writes, in Kain, Sarich Lizar bi Yeled ben Arba o Kodem, she Yishmak atkios kidei l'kai mitzvah sayom. That you should be careful that the child is 4 years old, or even maybe a little younger, that he should hear the tkios, at least to hear 30 tkios. Wild. But then he writes, V'nistapakti katan keshechayv b'mitzvah midrabanan, ula poskim shubatzmo chayv lorak mitzvah alav l'chancho, hala mitzvah shrichas kavana, v'afil drabanan tzorach kavana. If you say that it's the child's chiyuv in the mitzvah, so we paskim mitzvah shrichas kavana. So would we say that the mitzvah shrichas kavana, that he has to have kavana, or you say the ikr mitzvah of chinuch is for him to do the action when he's able to understand that it's a mitzvah, but you don't necessarily need the kavana. But he says it wouldn't be an issue anyway, because the mitzvah of chinuch only begins when he's able to have that kavanah, when he's able to understand that it's a mitzvah.
We're
talking about
it as a mitzvah of chinuch, that's on the parent.
It's machlokes rishonim. It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But the mitzvah of chinuch is, it makes the child bar chiyuva midrabanan, that he becomes someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah midrabanan, or the child has no chiyuv whatsoever, and it's the parent's chiyuv. It's the pashtus is it's the parents' chiyuv, because by what mechanism can anyone be mechayiv the child? The child doesn't have to listen to the rabbis. The only reason we have to listen to the rabbis is because there's mechayiv midoraisa to listen to the rabbis. But if the child does not mechayiv doraisa, why would he have to listen to the rabbis? On the flip side, the difficulty is if it's only chiyuv on the parents, why would the child listen to the parents? Parents would say, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. No, I don't. You have to make me do it, but I don't have to do it. So he'd have a good answer. If he was clever enough, he could just turn around to them and say, sorry, it's your problem, not my problem. So it's either each side of that machlokas has some difficulty just, you know, figuring out how it's meant to work. But the assumption is that it's that it could either one is a possibility, that it's machlokas rishon muskiv. But yeah, even if it is the parents chiyuv.
Oh, it's the parents chiyuv, then...
Then you wouldn't say mitzvah's kavana. He wouldn't need to have kavana.
Exactly.
Right. He's working dafka within the opinion that it's a... But certainly the age of chinuch wouldn't make a difference whether it's a parent's chiyuv or the child's chiyuv. The age is the age. And if he's ready to do the mitzvah, so it would turn out the 4-year-old and the 5-year-old. But a word of caution. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tavkuf Pei Zayin, Sivkan Tazayin, and you don't need a Mishnah Berurah to tell you this. It should be something that's fairly obvious. He writes that Yizaru Kala'am, no, a little beyond there, he says... And the second line in source number 2, V'chein lo yaviu yaldeyem etzlam, you shouldn't bring your children next to you by tkiyah shofar, v'gam kein mitam zeh, umutav, because you need to be able to hear everything, umutav shiyu etzel imoseihem, v'beis haknesa shel nashim. Better for them to be in the Ezra's Nashim, he says, for the little children to be in the Ezra's Nashim. Why? Because the shofar is not so important for women? Exactly. The Nashim ain't mechayavos mina din b'tkiyah shofar. Women are not chayiv in tkiyah shofar. It happens to be, all the achorim say, it's ready shavya alayu kechova. They already treat it like a chiyuv, like we did to tefillas arvis rishus, and we turned it into a chiyuv. So if you assume, not like Tosfos and Brachos, that tefillas arvis rishus doesn't really mean rishus. Some rishonim said it really means rishus, but we have turned it into a chiyuv. Women have turned tkiyah shofar into a chiyuv for them, but it's not really a chiyuv for them. So if you can have the child who's going to be disruptive anywhere, better to have him disruptive in the Ezra's Nashim than to have him disruptive in the men's section. But even better is not to have a child who's going to be disruptive there at all. He shouldn't be in shul if he's going to disrupt the tkiyah. And we call makom near the ketanim sheigil l'chinuch mitzvah lahaviyam ulachzikam etzlom. He says, but if the child's ready at the age of chinuch, then you should bring him. It's a mitzvah to bring him and hold him next to the parent. V'ya'ayem aleihem sheyishmu atkiyos v'lo yival b'lo atzibur. And make, you know, frighten them into listening to the tkiyos and not messing up the whole tzibur. We had the cutest thing here once, but it messed up the whole tzibur. Someone was blowing shofar, and someone had a little child with him, and the child was the cutest child, and whenever he heard the sounds of the shofar, he was making with his mouth the sounds of the shofar. So when they blew a tkiah, he went, and people couldn't tell what was the kid and what was the shofar. And everyone was totally confused, and it was adorable, but it was really bad, because a lot of people were listening to his voice and not listening to the shofar. We weren't sure what was what. So if a kid is not ready to understand that, so then it's a parent's job to get him out of there, no matter how cute it is. You can't keep him there if he's disrupting. There's a few things that you could... That are more disruptive to the actual Kiyum HaMitzvah than making sounds of a shofar. Meaning, if he was just screaming or crying, so you'd be able to discern the difference between a child screaming and the sound of the shofar, but you couldn't even discern it with your ear. You couldn't tell which was which, the sound of the shofar or the sound of the kid. And that's a real problem. So Mishnah Berurah says, you have to tell him, prepare him in advance. Don't just... In school they prepare them fairly well nowadays, and they do tell them you have to be very quiet when you go into shul. So first of all, the kid doesn't have to hear mea kolos. Let him come in for 30 kolos, and it could be the 30 kolos at the end, doesn't have to be the 30 kolos at the beginning. Certainly if you're dealing with a 4 or 5 year old kid, they're not going to sit there the whole time, most of the time. Every kid is different, but most of the 4 or 5 year olds aren't going to sit there the whole time. But we have to prepare, we have to make sure that the children know in advance that how one has to behave when in shul for tkiah shofar. Now there is a one particular kula that the Shulchan Aruch mentions when it comes to a child blowing. The Rambam mentions it, actually. If you look in source number 4, in Sim Tavkuf Tzadi Vav, La'achar HaTfila, after davening, says the Shulchan Aruch, Marim Trur Gedola B'lo Tkia, V'yesh Mekomos Nogin Lachzor V'lo Tko Lamed Kolos. There are some places that blow an extra 30 after davening. La'achar Shiyatsu Bazeh. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam says, and after you already did whatever your minag is, 100 kolos, the extra 30 for the women, whoever came late, whatever your minag is, once you're done blowing shofar for whoever needs to hear shofar, shuv ein l'tkoa od b'chinam. We don't just blow shofar all day for no reason. You want to practice, you want to play around, you want to see, I wonder if I could do that next year, let me try now. You don't do that on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. Once we're done with the tkios, we're done with the tkios. Aval katan... Afilu igia lechinuch mutar lomar lo sheyitka umutar litzkoa kol hayom. But a child, even if he's igia lechinuch, and therefore lechora should be following the same rules that we follow, says the Rama, he could blow shofar all day long if he wants. Why? What's the svara that he could blow shofar all day long? So the pashtus says the svara is that the whole reason he's blowing in the first place is for chinuch. So his whole tekiya is to prepare him for next year. For me, I'm not blowing to prepare me for next year. I'm blowing for today. I'm blowing for right now when I blow the shofar. So once right now is over, I don't need the mitzvah this year anymore. It's unnecessarily being mashmiya klei shir in the afternoon for no reason. Because for my tekiah is supposed to be a this year tekiah. But a child, the whole reason he has the mitzvah is to prepare him for when he's adult. So it's not about this year. His old tekiah even in the morning is not about this year. His old tekiah even in the morning is only about for when he's going to become a gadol, to properly prepare him. So the main afkamina, whether it's in the morning or whether it's in the afternoon. So it's a little ironic, because if he were an adult, he wouldn't be doing it in the afternoon. He shouldn't be doing it in the afternoon. But since the whole tekiah for him is prospective, it's not about now, it's about the future, so he's always allowed to look to future years and say that that's what my blowing of shofar is. That's what seems to be the explanation of the Rama. Not happy with it.
Oh, but the whole mitzvah is because of chinuch, and chinuch is
you're training him to do the wrong thing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
What are you being mechanechim to be able to be a Baal Tokeh, or to just listen? Because if that's the case, if I'm not a Baal Tokeh, but you know what, next year I really want to give it a shot, I should be able to blow on the second day of Rosh Hashanah also after. Because I'm being mechanech myself to be great.
No, but there's no mitzvah of chinuch on an adult.
But there's no mitzvah of chinuch on a kid to train to be a Baal Tokeh?
No, but if that might be the way he's going to choose to do the mitzvah, so let him do the mitzvah that way.
I thought it's because he's pashut a child. At the end of the day, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old is still
no,
a child.
We're talking about an 11-year-old. He says even higia lechinuch. An 11-year-old, a 12-year-old.
He's higia lechinuch at 4 also.
Higia lechinuch at 4, right, that's true.
I thought pashut shot is a kid is a kid. So lemaisa let him blow.
But would you say that for 11-year-old, 12-year-old also?
I don't hear that I'm allowing him to blow now on the smack that one day in the future he might be about to fail. There's one, as you pointed out, Rabbi, 1 in 100 that could do it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult Rama. I saw some of the Achronim, the Sefer Chanoch Lenar has a real problem with this Rama. He doesn't understand how you could say, because for next year. No, chinuch means do the mitzvah the way an adult would do it. and we're dafka training him to do the mitzvah not the way an adult would do it, a way the adult cannot do it.
Doesn't this get back to the fact that you need a kol mitzvah, and that a cotton, when he blows a shofar, that's not even a kol mitzvah?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. Like, for a can a cotton be moti in isha? Can an isha be moti in cotton? You know, and do you have to say that it's got to work at least one of them? One of them's got to be more chayiv than the other one, right? So does it have to work? So we'll get to that soon, God willing.
Actually, a girl is not allowed to blow the shofar in the afternoon. Because
there's no chinuch for her.
She's yeah, probably. Okay.
Right, probably not.
That's another question. I don't know if you're touching on it exactly, but we say when everything that they were saying that having kids here when they are 4 or 5 years old, or in terms of shofar, does that apply to girls as well? Because they don't have the mitzvah when they become bat mitzvah, but we still have to teach them.
So you don't have to be makbid that they do. If they're able to behave, there's nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you teach them to to do as an animus of Yosef, but it's not really the mitzvah of chinuch. We don't have to teach people to do things that they're not chayiv to do. Now, hopefully, they'll want to volunteer to do a lot of things that they're not chayiv to do. And maybe one of the ways to teach the general hashkafa of Judaism, the general mood of Judaism, is to show, look, we're always interested in doing mitzvahs. We're always trying to be mekayim mitzvahs. But I wouldn't say it's a technical chiyuv, meaning if she's, let's say, not in the mood, she's throwing a temper tantrum or something, you know, you don't have to be makbid to make sure that you calm her down in time for shul, or, you know, whatever the situation might be, where you have to be a little more careful for a boy, where there is a mitzvah of chinuch on that level. Now, it's interesting, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Krei Kodesh, in Simon Chaf on Yom Noraim, discusses where the Rambam places the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to shofar. This is in the back of the package. I had to make a lot of photocopies. I couldn't type everything up this week. But on page 8, in the back of the packets, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes from the Aderes, points out that the Rambam, the second paragraph of Hilchos Shofar, writes that Avadim Ketanim are potter from hearing the shofar, but he doesn't add, as you know, right away, as he normally would when he says that a katan is potter, but you have to be mechanich then. He doesn't add that in that spot. He does say it eventually, though. He mentions it in Halach HaZayin. He talks about the chiv of chinuch of a katan tkiya shofar. So the question was, why didn't he mention the chiv of chinuch on the katan right when he's mentioning the patur of the katan from tkiya shofar? Just say, but mikal makom, we're still... He does that in Hilchus Kriyashma, he does in Hilchus Tfila. He says, a katan is patur from Kriyashma, but mechanchen also. Katan is patur from Tfila, but mechanchen also. Tells Katan's Pater from Shofar, and he waits 5 more halachas till he tells us that we're mechanechim. So he says, maybe the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to Shofar in some ways fundamentally different than the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to other mitzvahs. And one of the ways that it's different, we're not going to get into the details right now, but one of the ways that it's different is he points out that even though this Ramah that we were just referring to, that even though a gadol in general is not allowed to do certain things because of the chinuch of shofar, the child is allowed to do, like blowing in the afternoon. Or the Rambam says, tinokos that are lo igel chinuch, we are not going to be ma'akiv dem litkoa b'shabbos. That's that we're not going to stop them from blowing on Shabbos. And it's mutter for a gadol to be masasik imayin to teach them on Yom Tov whether he's igel chinuch, whether he's not igel chinuch. Because tkiya is not really an iser, it's only mishum shvus. So you see that when the child is higiel l'chinuch, we let him even practice on Yom Tov, we let him even, when he's low higiel l'chinuch, we let him practice on Shabbos. And he goes on to write that when the Ramah says, you're allowed to tell him that he can blow, even though, generally speaking, you're not allowed to tell someone chatei, to go do an aveira, kadeshi iska chavircha. My grandfather raised an interesting question. Why is let's assume father is the one that's chayiv l'chinuch, it's not the kid's chayiv, right? Let's assume that for a moment. Which again, as we said, is machlokes rishonim. Why is the kid allowed to blow in the afternoon? Because of chinuch, right? That's the only reason he's allowed to blow in the afternoon. For the adult to do it in the afternoon is an avera. So you're telling him to do an avera so you can get your mitzvah of chinuch. For the kid, l'chora, it should be an avera. He's doing what is a maisa avera, blowing in the afternoon. You're asking him to do an avera because his doing that avera is your fulfillment of chinuch. It's a strange question, no? That his avera... How could it be my fulfillment of chinuch? So he says, how can you say chatei kadesh yiska chavircha? How can you tell someone else to do an avera so you could benefit by getting the mitzvah of chinuch? But he points out that you see that chinuch of tkiya shofar is different because of the srach isur shabo. that Tkiyah Shofar involves something that's inherently a problematic activity to do on a Yom Kodesh. You're not allowed to blow musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So since it's inherently problematic to blow musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that creates a unique kind of chinuch situation, where you're being machanichim on the broad level to do the mitzvah of shofar, but the specific of what you're asking him to do might in fact be an iser. And that's why he says the mitzvah of chinuch by tkiyah shofar is not only to be mechayiv the katan in a mitzvah like a gadol, but it's also a gorim of a heter to be tokeya. It causes a special heter to be tokeya at times where gedolim would not have a heter to be tokeya. And that's why he doesn't mention the mitzvah of chinuch. The Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of chinuch that a katan is pater right next to the where he talks about a katan being pater. He waits till halacha zayin. Why does he wait till halacha zayin? In halacha zayin, the Rambam talks about blowing shofar on Shabbos. That's where he's talking about Shabbos. The two things that a katan is allowed to do, that an adult's not allowed to do, is blow on Shabbos and blow on Yom Tov afternoon after everyone was ready yotze the mitzvah. Those are the two things the katan is allowed to do. So the Rambam is not going to just say katan is pater from shofar, but don't worry, we're mechanichim, because that would mean it's chinuch like every other mitzvah. Shofar is a unique kind of chinuch. Shofar is a chinuch where you're telling him to do something that for us would be usher, but because it's his chinuch, it's mutter. And that's why the Rambam waits till he describes how it's usher for us to blow shofar on Shabbos and says, oh yeah, by the way, you're mechanich hakatan. Because that's what chinuch does for him. Now, moving to the topic of him being yotze others or other people being yotze him, now it's obvious that katan cannot be motzi gadol in tkiyah shofar. It's even obvious on Yom Tov Sheni he's not allowed to be motzi gadol. Meaning one could have argued, well, Yom Tov Sheni, second day of Rosh Hashanah is drabanan, and a child is chayiv midrabanan midin chinuch, so drabanan could be motzi drabanan. We're familiar with Tosfos Maseches Megillah says, now, whenever you have someone who's a trade rabbanon, can't be motzi a chad rabbanon. Meaning, if a person is only chayiv in a mitzvah on a drabbanon level, plus he's only chayiv in mitzvahs in general on a drabbanon level, so there are two reasons why he's only chayiv drabbanon. He can't be motzi someone who's generally chayiv in mitzvahs midoraisa. It's just that he's chayiv in this mitzvah right now. This mitzvah happens to be a drabbanon. That's only one reason that he's a drabbanon. So the chad drabbanon is on a higher level. A gadol in Yom Tov Sheni is a bar chiyuva midoraisa. Just happens to be the mitzvah of shofar in Yom Tov Sheni is drabbanon. The child in Yom Tov Sheni is still only a bar chiyuva midrabbanon, and it's a mitzvah drabbanon. He's not going to be able to be motzi a gadol. What about the following though? What if you have a gadol who is already yotze? Can he be motzi a katan? The gadol is already yotze the mitzvah. So he said the gadol is not supposed to be messing around with the shofar for no reason after he already blew shofar. So is being motzi a katan enough of a reason for him to be messing around with the shofar? Comes home, the 11-year-old neighbor didn't make it to shul, wants to hear shofar. Can a gadol do that after he's already been yotze the mitzvah?
I do it for women, that's not the same thing though.
Women is a little bit different, right? Women is a little different, we'll see in a moment. Women is a little different. So the Chayadim writes, I put the wrong Chayadim on the paper. Chayadim writes that he's allowed to, that he's allowed to blow shofar. Okay, shofar, that's one thing. What about the bracha? Can you say the bracha for the child? The bracha didn't hear. Now, when you blow for women, I think the minhag generally is different deals in Rishonim, right? The minhag is that the women say the bracha when you blow for women. But what about the bracha when it comes to a man who's being motzi, a child in shofar? So if you look in the Mata Ephraim, in Tafresh Chaf Hei, Sif Nun Tes, Mata Ephraim writes, he's talking about sukkah. He says certainly an adult could be motzi other people who don't know how to make the bracha relationship with sukkah. Even if he already was yotzei and he already said the bracha, he could say it again for other people. Aval b'shvil nashim she'in yodos levarich leishu b'sukkah v'motzi lo yivarich b'shvilam kvar yotzei la'atzmo. For women, he can't if he already said the bracha. Ubishvil ketanim kiven chamesh or kiven sheish kol chadufum chorfei mutu levarich lem afal pishu kvar yotzei. He says the difference between women and children. Women are patur legamri. Children are still chayv midin chinuch. Part of the din of chinuch is to say brachos with them, and you have to train them in the bracha. And when you train them in the bracha, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem when you train a child in the bracha. So for the adult to say the bracha for the child would be completely mutter. Now, what if you don't know? He raises the question, Mata Ephraim raises the question, What if you don't know if the child has Beis Sa'arus or not? He's 13 years old, but you don't know if he's physically mature enough to be a gadol on a daraisa level. Now, we're talking about a mitzvah daraisa over here. Now, typically speaking, there are many, many shuls that have the practice that a bar mitzvah boy lanes no matter what, unless it's Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is not going to lane. Why is a bar mitzvah boy not going to lane Parsha Zachar? Right. It's because of the concern that he doesn't have Beis Sa'arus. Why do we assume for everything else? So to any other parsha, we let the bar mitzvah boy lane. Why is that? Because there is a chazaka de Rava, we assume that the typical 13-year-old already has Beis Sa'arus. Chazaka that he has Beis Sa'arus. We don't know for sure. We're willing to rely on the chazaka for dinim de Rabbanan. But for dinim de Araisa, we don't rely on the chazaka. Tkiya shofar b'yom rishon is din de Araisa. So we can't rely, l'chora, we shouldn't be able to rely on the chazaka. So can a gadol trust the katan that he has Beis Sa'arus? So in the Machne Ephraim, in the Matan Ephraim rather, in Simtaf Petas, he says absolutely not. You can't rely on this chazaka because it's a din d'oraisa. This is in source number 8. Katan sheinu motzi es gadol yidei chava. So af b'shnasa ben sholosh asrei shanim shleimos. Eino motzi ad sheyedu bo shehevi shtei sa'arus achar sholosh asrei. In when it comes to a daraisa, we don't rely on the chazaka just because he's 13 years old. And not only that, he can't even be motzi his friends. Let's say you have a teen minion on Rosh Hashanah. I think most shuls have the wisdom to not have a teen minion on Rosh Hashanah. But let's say you have a teen minion on Rosh Hashanah. So the 13-year-old wants to blow shofar for his 13-year-old friends. So he says that's also no good. Because maybe the 13-year-old friends have Beis Sa'arus, and he doesn't have Beis Sa'arus, so they can't rely on him. And he says, what about Yom Tov Sheni? So Yom Tov Sheni, now why does that make it better? It's Drabanan. Yom Tov Sheni Drabanan. So maybe we should, says the Matan Ephraim again, V'yesh lahachmir b'zeh af b'yom Tov Sheni shal Rosh Hashanah im efshar ba'achir. He says we should even be machmir in Yom Tov Sheni if it's possible. Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, we always treat a little more, much more strictly than Yom Tov Sheni of other Yom Tovim. So much so that we're even, Matan Ephraim says, we'll even treat it ki'ilu, it's a daraisa over here. Now, in the Krei Kodesh, in Simchat Chav Dalid, Ratzi Pesach Frank is not at all convinced about whether Yom Tov Sheni you have to be machmir. In Simchat Chav Dalid, on page 11 Tov, I'm not going to have time to go through now because I want to get to some other topics, but he has a whole discussion about whether Yom Tov Sheni, we would say the same thing. But here's what I thought was the most interesting part. What about a katan being motzi an isha, or an isha being motzi a katan? So it's interesting because a woman is eino mitzvah v'yosa, but she gets a mitzvah kiyumis. So she doesn't have to do the mitzvah, she's not chayiv in the mitzvah, but she gets a full kiyum mitzvah, she fulfills the mitzvah, she gets a mitzvah, she gets credit for a mitzvah on a daraisa level, she's not chayiv in the mitzvah. A child is the opposite. He's chayiv in the mitzvah midin chinuch, but he can't really be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not really an eidah mitzvah v'yosa because he's not really a bar chiyuva in general in mitzvahs. Or do you say no? What do you mean? If he's chayiv in chinuch, so he's like an eidah mitzvah v'yosa, that's what chinuch means. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs, but we have to force him to do it as an eidah mitzvah v'yosa. And therefore it's the same thing as the women. So Sturmbach in Moad Muzmanim has a fascinating discussion where he says several chidushim. Rav Sturmbach writes, there's so many papers here, I'm sorry about this. Rav Sturmbach writes on page 6, he says, the minhag is that all women hear shofar. But he says, I'm not sure about some details about this. He says, if a woman's not chayiv, which we know she's not chayiv, and in general, one's ability to be motzi someone else after you've already been yotzei the mitzvah, why is it that a man who's already been yotzei the mitzvah can be motzi other people in the mitzvah? Because the concept of arvus, kol yisrael arevim zel lezeh, so I can be motzi someone else. Because his lack of the mitzvah, it hurts me. It affects me. So if I was already yotzei the mitzvah, and I want to go blow shofar for a woman, why should her lack of a mitzvah affect me? She's not chayiv in the mitzvah. So if her lack of a mitzvah doesn't affect me, then she's hearing shofar from someone who's not a bar chiyuva. Meaning the kol shofar that I'm blowing is not from a bar chiyuva, and therefore it's like having a kid blow shofar for her. because I'm no longer chayiv. I already did the mitzvah. Why is it that when I'm no longer chayiv, I could blow for someone else? I'm still considered a bar chiyuva because of my responsibility toward them. That makes it like I'm still a bar chiyuva. But if I don't have any responsibility toward them because they're not chayiv in the mitzvah, then I'm not a bar chiyuva anymore. So I'm no longer able to get out kolos of a bar chiyuva. And therefore, they shouldn't even be mekayim the mitzvah as an animus of viosa. They shouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah for my kolos, says Rav Shtormach. Says it would turn out even la'achar shiyatza. He says yesh l'tmoa the kolzas shaper and motzi le'ish. That works well if you're being motzi a man, that you could still be a bar chiyuva. But that which people are knowing that after the tkios he goes around being motzi women. Sarach iyun gadol, he writes on the top of page 7. The liachar shiyatza lo eino bar chiyuva. He's already ibn yotzei. He's not a bar chiyuva. And din arvos isn't going to help because he's not arev lo isha. There's that famous passage in the Rosh Maseches Brachos where the Rosh writes that nashim are inun bechal arvos. But it's already been pointed out by several achronim that the Rosh didn't mean that. He didn't mean that women aren't included in arvos in general. It means that for a mitzvah that a woman's not chayiv in, she's not bechal arvos. There's not going to be any arvos for a mitzvah that she has no chayiv to do in the first place. So she has no mitzvah shofar, so there is no kol Yisrael arevim. There is no sense of responsibility. So the guy's not a bar chiyuv at all, so it's just like she's hearing shofar from a katan. And there's no kiyum mitzvah whatsoever. So all the women who want to hear shofar, and they come to shul for the last 30 kolos, after the Baal Tokeh was already blew mea kolos, and they're blowing an extra 30, half hour after davening, he says, I don't understand. All of kol Yisrael does it, but the tzarachin b'kolza. And he calls it a ha'ara nifla'a. No, so how do you answer this? It's a strong kasha, and it can't be, oh, all the Klal Yisrael must be wrong. Thank you, Rav Shtormach. Now we know that that's obviously not going to be the answer. There's got to be some answer, no? So he says, ubiyosu yesh l'tma. Good Jew, you got to answer a question with a question. Da'filu isha toka'as la'atzma lo ki mashum mitzvah. Maybe even if a woman could blow for herself, she's not mekayim a mitzvah. Dine kisha. Because that's like her hearing shofar from someone who's not chayiv in shofar, because she's not chayiv in shofar. So if the mitzvah is the shmia, she's hearing a call from someone that's not a bar chiyuva. He said it would be, and lest you say that's crazy, how could it be that a person can't do the mitzvah to even be motzi themselves? It says Ferish Gemara, chatzi avid chatzi ben charin, can't be motzi himself. If someone is half Eved, half Ben Chorin, he can't be Motzi himself, because his tzad Eved is blowing to be Motzi, his tzad Ben Chorin, and that can't work within that one individual. So this will be the same thing. A woman's not a Bas Chiyuva. If she blows, it's not a Tkiyah of a Bar Chiyuva, and therefore, it's not a Tkiyah at all. It shouldn't help at all. He says, I don't understand. No one's careful about this. So he writes, unless you say the following. He says, maybe we can say the following Chiddush. Umisvara in page 7 on the bottom right hand side. Umisvara amina bazeh chiddush gadol. He says, Misvara, I could say a great chiddush. Dahad bina tamit tkiya mi bar chiyuva dafka. That which we always require a tkiya to come from a bar chiyuva. Hainu taima, kivan shu bar chiyuva verotza latseis mitzvaso, sarich lis yacheis lo tkiyas bar chiyuva dafka latseis chiyuva. That if I'm a bar chiyuva and I want to get my mitzvah, I want to accomplish my mitzvah, I need to connect to a tekiah of a bar chiyuva. Va'asi shapir rak be bar chiyuva harotza latzeis chiyuva, tzarech lishmo mi bar chiyuva dafka. So then it would mean that only if I am a bar chiyuva do I need to connect to the tekiah of a bar chiyuva. Avul yishab alavachi in a bar chiyuva klal. But a woman anyway is part of from shofar. She's not a bar chiyuva in shofar. She doesn't have to dafka connect to the tkiya of a bar chiyuva. She has no chiyuv. So she doesn't need to hear from a bar chiyuva. So that's fine that she could hear from a man who wasn't yotze, who was ready yotze the mitzvah. So that's absolutely fine. But then it would turn out we have a kasha in the other direction. He started off by saying, Gvalt, a woman can't be yotzi from even a man, from even an adult male, she can't be yotzi shofar, because he was already yotzi, so he's not a bar chiyuva. So when he said, there's no din of her needing to hear from bar chiyuva. It doesn't exist. She's not a bar chiyuva, she doesn't need to hear it from bar chiyuva. Then it would turn out, She could blow herself. Okay, good. Let her blow herself. But worse than that, she can hear from a katan. Katan's not a Baruch Yuvah either. But she doesn't need Baruch Yuvah. She just needs the sound of a shofar. So she'd be able to hear from a katan. He says, Mata Ephraim writes that she can't. So he says, he writes, Mata Ephraim, Masak Ludina, Lachashai Shita Da'asur, etc. Yeah, so then he says, no, maybe a katan is different. You have to say a katan is different. Why is a katan different? So he says, it could be that any maisa that a katan does is considered a misasik bialma, meaning there aren't two levels over here, bar chiyuva and eno bar chiyuva. There are three levels. There's bar chiyuva, there's eno bar chiyuva who can do a purposeful action, and then there's someone who's an eno bar chiyuva who's not even capable of producing an action of any purpose, of any meaning. An isha is an eno bar chiyuva. A katan is not only an eno bar chiyuva, everything he does is ki'ilu, it's misasik bialma.
That's why you can blow later on in the day in Yontif.
Oh, right. Because, well, why would that help? Why would that help?
Because what his actions are, yes, it's from a Pina perspective, yes, he had, again, if it's on the parent especially, but his blowing is just misasik.
Yeah, but in terms of the Isurim, we do train him in Isurim in general. His raya is from Tosfos and Zvachim. Tosfos and Zvachim says the din of stama l'shma, right? That even if a person doesn't have kavana, that the carbon should be l'shma, that get should be that we have this concept of stama l'shma. I mean, a stam, we assume it's done l'shma. But by a katan, we don't say stama l'shma. Why not? Because it's a masasek. Stama l'shma means you have the maisa, it's a purposeful action, you just didn't have the l'shma element. You didn't have that last level, that highest level. But the katan doesn't even get there. So it turned out that a woman could hear from someone who's not a Baruch Yuva, so she could hear from a man who's already Yotze. She could blow shofar for herself even, but something that's misasik bi'alma, it's like just the sound of the shofar coming on its own. And if she hears that, that's not going to work. And that's why she can't have a katan blow for her. That's what Sturmbach suggests. Now, what about her being mostly the katan? So Pashto says she can't be motzi him either because she's ainu mechuyav as bedavar and he is mechuyav bedavar, meaning she's not chayiv at all, even midrabanan. It's totally voluntary that she decides to hear shofar. The katan is at least chayiv midrabanan. So it's ironic. In general, whenever you have someone being motzi someone else, you always have to look at who has the greater chiyuv, and whoever has the greater chiyuv could be motzi the person of the lower chiyuv. So it's always a one-way street. Whenever you have two. Or you have two people who are both have the greatest chiyuv, they can be motzi each other. Or have an equal chiyuv. Over here you have two people who definitely don't have an equal chiyuv, and nevertheless, neither can be motzi the other. The katan can't be motzi the isha, because the kol he produces is only misasek, and the isha can't be motzi the katan, because she's not a bar chiyuv at all, she's not a bas chiyuv in any way whatsoever. Now it's interesting. The Mata Ephraim sounds like he says that a woman can't be motzi a gadol, and people are medayik. Oh, hamashma that she can be motzi a katan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, says that's obviously a mistake. That diuk is not a diuk to make. Obviously, she cannot be motzi a katan. She's not chayev at all. And the last discussion that Rav Tzvi Yitzchak Frank has also it's a somewhat interesting discussion. We discussed before about if we don't know if he has beis sa'aros. What if he tells us that he does? Can you believe him? Does he have ne'amonos on something like that? And that opens up a whole new can of worms, a whole new discussion about ne'amonos of a child in general for mitzvos. A child, you send your kid to the keli mikveh, to go tovel the keli. And the child says, I did it. Can you believe the child that they did it? The child says, I turned on the fire for the housekeeper before she cooked dinner. Can you believe the child that they did it? So that's a whole different discussion about ne'amonos of a child when it comes to mitzvot ha'raisa and the rabbanans, maybe a shir for a different time.